The most striking, I'm surprised actually what the most striking part was, because it was today. Yesterday I was listening to him talking about cosmology, proofs for the existence of God, and I was bowled over. I didn't think it could actually get any better. But today he changed gear and he spoke about the prodigal son. He gave, I suppose you call it an exegesis of the prodigal son, and it was the most powerful I've ever heard. Now, for me, I used to give school retreats. I based them in part on the prodigal son, and yet this blew me away. I don't know. I mean, where to start? But Father also revealed to us today that he had actually used this at a peace meeting in the United States. He was asked to... just a short notice, fly over. In fact, somebody flew him over. They were so impressed, you know, what he could do. They wanted him to talk about happiness, the different levels of happiness. And a group had come over from Northern Ireland, and they included a group from Shankill.
The other Shankill.
The other Shankill. And he didn't really know very much about it. He didn't know what the Shankill was, you know. But he told them about these levels of happiness, how we can't be satisfied just the ego level. We have to go on to thinking above ourselves and God ultimately. And some people there weren't really taking in what he wanted to say. But somebody put up their hand and said, well, you know, what would this ultimate, you know, beauty be that we would be looking for? And then Father gave him the story of the prodigal son, as he did to us here today. And the man, he was in tears. You know, and he said,
"This wasn't Father Switzer. This was the person attending.
Maybe as well, but the person attending, you know, from the Shankill group." And he said, "You know, if that's who the Father is, you know, that you know that's the God that I want, that I would accept." Words to that effect, you know. And the thing was, later on in Northern Ireland, he shared a stage with some. People from the other side, if you like, the Republican tradition. And again, he said, look, he said, I learned the most religion I've ever learned today, or the most I've ever learned about religion, is from that Jesuit priest, you know. And then a Republican got on the stage and, you know, shook hands with him. And it was a great moment in the peace process. And one which I obviously I hadn't heard about, but it's just... It's been a weekend, really, that's been surprising. I wanted everybody to know about what was on. I knew it was going to be good. I'd seen him on EWTN before, but it's surpassed even my expectations. And I hope we see him in Ireland again, really, because he really needs to be seen and heard by a wide audience. He will appeal to everyone. You know, we talk about the head and the heart, and... Pope Benedict often is representing the head and Pope Francis the heart. Well, he went from one to the other back again with absolute ease.
And that's his gift.
That's his gift. You know, he talked about the... I was thinking myself yesterday, and today he actually confirmed this was something that he was conscious of doing. He talked about the logos in Greek, the pathos and the ethos, and switching between... those. And, you know, knowing your audience, knowing who is ready to receive what.
Donald, it sounds like it was an amazing weekend.
It was an amazing weekend. You know, I'm still trying to take it all in, and it was a great blessing for us here in Ireland. But it reminded me too of, you know, when Jesus was speaking with the crowds, I often wondered about what about the other villages and the towns that didn't actually hear him, you know, at that time. And there were a number of people here today. What about those that didn't hear him? You know, they missed something special. But please, God, more will hear about it now. And we'll
Donald O'Sullivan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.